Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev.
Thank you, darling.
You know, honey, somebody once asked me how many Bibles I had.
Oh, boy.
I smiled and said, I don't want to know. Truthfully, I didn't really know for sure. I knew it was over 20. I even have one Bible as 26 translations in
it. Yep.
Technology has changed many things about how people read and study the Bible. The real key is to read and study, whether it's with a Bible you hold in your hand or one you use electronically or digitally. If I'm studying a verse, it's not unusual for me to look it up in 5 to 13 different translations, depending on whether it's my devotional reading, or some teaching that I'm writing. As you read and meditate, the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you.
And that's so true. John 14:26. John 14:26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." In reading the Word, have you ever noticed how you can read a passage one day, and then the next day, the Holy Spirit will reveal a certain nugget to you in a totally different way? And yet you can still read that same passage and get deeper and more incredible, rich thoughts from it. That's what happened to us as we were reading in Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 118, 5 and 6 in the New International Version. It says, "Out of my distress, I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free and in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" It really does help to have many translations because it gives you a whole different outlook on it sometimes.
Yes, it does.
According to dictionary.com, the word distress is defined as great pain, anxiety, or sorrow, acute physical or mental suffering, affliction, trouble, a state of extreme necessity or misfortune. Does that definition of distress describe where you are at the moment? If so, you've got to know it's only temporary. God didn't bring us this far to leave us. And he certainly does not want to leave us in disarray or distress. But the best way out of distress is, as the verse says, "I called upon the Lord." When facing adversity, the thing that we need, the only one we need, truthfully, to call is the one who will never get a busy signal, you'll never get the voicemail, and you'll never get a no answer. Because the scripture says that when we call, he will answer. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, this in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand." Part of that, honey, is often when we call upon the Lord, he's not going to answer us physically. But we can rest, and this is where our faith comes in knowing that he will answer our questions.
Absolutely.
As the Lord answers our prayers, we'll feel the blinders come off, the shackles fall down, and spiritual freedom cover us from head to toe.
Hallelujah. Now here's another rich thought. The Lord will always be on your side.
Hallelujah.
As the scripture says, "If God be for you, who can be against you?"
Romans 8:31. I love that.
I love that too. If God is for you, who can be against you? Wow. With the confidence that God is on your side. And that should make you shout that you can have confidence.
That's right.
That God's on your side. With him on your side, you have no reason to be fearful of anything or anyone. All of this begins to happen when we call upon the Lord. When we pray, God always answers. unless the windows of heaven have been closed over our lives. Mm. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, it closes the windows of heaven. If you don't tithe, it closes the windows of heaven. If you don't give offerings, it closes the windows of heaven. If you're a carnal Christian, in other words, 1 foot in the world, 1 foot out, it closes the windows of heaven. If you're a convenient Christian, only seeking God when you need something, it closes the windows of heaven. You need to examine your heart. Ask God to remove any and all impurities of thought and action. Ask Him to forgive you of all your unrighteousness. If your heart is right before God when you pray, He will answer your prayers. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. When you pray, God will answer you. He will deliver you and set you free from every attack of the enemy.
But it gets even better. The Lord will be with you. In the midst of every battle, the Lord is with us. His presence will turn the tide in the skirmishes we encounter. With God on our side, our victory, hallelujah, is coming.
Hallelujah is right.
Romans 8:31, we quoted it a few minutes ago. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Armed with the scriptural knowledge that God is on our side and that He will set us free, we can truly say, as the verse admonishes, I will not be afraid. You know, we can't coexist with sin, neither can fear and faith live in the same house. The way we think and speak and act will either reflect our fear or our faith, but not both. The scripture says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. James 1:6-7. James 1:6-7, this in the Classic Amplified Bible says, only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown thither and hither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Faith and fear cannot live in the same dwelling, lest the house collapse. Psalm 118 should give us that great and lasting confidence that regardless of the problems and the situations and the circumstances that we're facing, we can win. If we need encouragement, then let's make the following confession together. When I pray with a pure heart, God will hear and answer my prayers. The Lord will set me free because He is with me. He will never leave nor forsake me. I will not be afraid of anything or anyone, since they can't hurt me. Because if God is for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right.
And a way to win in that, too, is just if you get ready to pray, say, Lord, forgive me of the things that I've done wrong, that I can come boldly before your throne in righteousness. We really like the way Psalm 118, verses 4 and 5 reads in the Message Bible. It says, pushed to the wall, I called to God from the wide open spaces. He answered, God's now at my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me?
You know, honey, I remember a time we had so much debt. Things were so overwhelming. Really, seemed like our creditors met somewhere and carpooled our house. In a time of prayer, I came to a revelation. The creditors and my enemies at the time could not repossess you and our children. They couldn't eat me because cannibalism is illegal. So I came to the conclusion they couldn't do anything to me, really, as long as my Heavenly Father was still on the throne. As you're hearing our voices, when you get a chance, look out your window. If you don't see God's throne, He's still on it. And His word and promises are still in full effect. They are the only absolute truth in the universe.
Mm.
Without a question, the Word of God should be the only confidence we need. Psalm 118:6, this time in a contemporary English version. The Lord is on my side, and I'm not afraid of what others can do to me. One last thing. I want you to read Psalm 118 in three different versions that we're about to read to you. This is how you personalize the scripture, make it real in your life. Psalm 118:6, New International Version. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? That's a great verse to personalize.
We can personalize that by saying, in Larry's anguish, he cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting Larry free. The Lord is with Larry. He will not be afraid. What can man do to Larry? You can say, in Brenda's anguish, she cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting Brenda free. The Lord is with Brenda. She will not be afraid. What can man do to Brenda? So many ones that we could use. We could really go on and on.
Yes, we could.
But it is just good to put your own name in there.
But after you do it, commit it to memory.
Yes.
Get it deep within your subconscious mind so it becomes engrafted in your spirit. If you do that, it will strengthen you.
Yes.
As you travel over the potholes placed in your highway of life.
Think of that.
And you'll be able to overcome it.
That's it.
Hallelujah. That's makes you want to shout.
We have a lot of potholes in life.
You do.
Seems like.
Roadblocks, detours.
Lately. So, I actually read a cute one, honey, today. Said, with this coronavirus going on, says the dog looked at the guy after 7 days and said, this is why I chew the furniture. We can't let it get us down, right? We have the Lord on our side.
Go to heraldhearing.com. If you're blessed by the teaching or the ministry, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.